Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am conducting a study of registered voters in Oregon, and I would like to ask you some questions. If you qualify to participate in our two-hour study, you will be eligible to receive a $200 incentive. Are you registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
Thank you. Are you registered? Do you or any member of your immediate family work in the news media or in a marketing research?
No.
Thank you. Do you or any member of your immediate family work for any political organization or an elected official?
No.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. What is your age?
45.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school graduate.
Thank you. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Under $50,000, between $50,000, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for President were today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Neither.
Thank you. And if the election of Congress were today and the candidates were Democrat Janelle Vineum and Republican Lori Chavez Derimer, for whom would you vote?
Not sure. I'd have to find out more about them.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably moderate.
Thank you. Which of the following statements best describe you in a group of situations? I have no difficulty expressing my opinions in front of others and enjoy a group discussion where different opinions are being expressed. Or I tend to be... Okay. Just for protocol, let me go ahead as well to read the other two options.
Okay,
I tend to
sure.
be quiet. Thank you. I tend to be quiet and do not usually express my opinion in a group situation. Or I like a group discussion, and with some encouragement, will share my opinions with others.
At the first, I don't have a problem sharing my opinion.
Thank you. Are you available and interested in participating in a two-hour study this Friday, July 12th at 6 p.m.? If you participate, you will receive a $200 incentive.
Is it in person or virtual?
Would be as well over the phone.
6 o'clock Friday. Potentially, yeah.
Thank you. What is your name?
Jennifer.
Thank you. What is your email address to send you the link to the online focus group sessions?
It's greeneyes13311@gmail.com.
Thank you. Let me just... repeat it back just to make sure I got the right one. Green Eyes, GREENIYES EYES13311@gmail.com.
Everything except it's E, not I. So it's EYES.
Thank you. Let me just confirm. So it would be just green eye.
Mm-hmm. Green, like the color eyes, like eyes on your head.
Okay, green eyes 13311@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Thank you. And, well, thank you for your time. You will receive a follow-up call to confirm your availability for the study, and I really do appreciate your time and your opinion. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.
You too as well. Bye for now.